got it.
I didn't mean to make fun of it. I just never heard of the thing the other day.
I wasn't heard of, making fun. I hadn't heard about it.
Okay, all right.
Oh, actually,
let me answer first.
Sure. Yeah. Actually, I thought you were making fun of my New York accent, but that's okay.
Oh, I live with a New Yorker, so I'm used to that. Go ahead.
Oh, actually, well, one thing I wanted to follow up on was that there's concern that perhaps some of these fees could be passed on to checking accounts, and that people will actually lose out on a free checking.
You cannot impose an interchange fee on a check that's clear. The only thing that's imposed on a check is a processing fee. An interchange fee is a percentage of the cost. So if you had a $100 bill at a restaurant, they could charge, say, $3. But if you turned in a $100 check and sent it through your checking account, it would be like pennies just to process the paper.
But very often what these credit unions are pretty much talking about these days is that the losses are going to have to be made up somewhere. And so they're saying that essentially it's going to be passed on to the consumer in some way, shape, or form.
The credit card companies are threatening the credit unions, and they're scared to death. And that's why they're lobbying against this. Because the credit card companies have the power to increase their charges on these credit unions. They can do it today before my law passes. And so they really frightened the credit unions, and that's why they're running scared. But at some point, even the credit unions have to stand up to these credit card companies. They've got to demand competition and a free market. That's what this economy is all about.
But then, let's say a consumer comes up with a debit card that has a very fancy big bank logo on it, and as opposed to, say, a smaller bank logo on it.
Well, we put
won't
provision.
That,
no, we
put won't a provision. That big bank logo essentially insure a smaller fee on?
But we put, there's a provision in here that you cannot discriminate against the issuing bank. If you accept Visa cards, you've got to accept all Visa cards. Accept MasterCard, and accept all MasterCards. You can't say, I'm just going to take it from the big banks, not the little banks.